going to discuss reporting of Streptococcus pneumonia into the National Notifiable Diseases Surveillance System. I'll be discussing the following topics during this presentation: the current vaccine recommendations for Streptococcus pneumonia, a comparison of the National Notifiable Diseases Surveillance System and active bacterial core surveillance, ongoing surveillance data, and future surveillance with respect to preparing for the next generation of pneumococcal vaccines. There are currently two types of vaccines used to prevent invasive pneumococcal disease, the first being the pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, which is recommended for all children less than 2 years of age, and children aged 2 to 4 years who are at high risk of serious pneumococcal infection or who have not received all vaccine doses. And the second is the pneumococcal polysaccharide vaccine, which is recommended for adults 65 years of age and older, as well as persons with underlying medical conditions. And vaccine prevention programs are not uniform across the states due to vaccine cost and variability in insurance coverage. A new pneumococcal vaccine is in development, the 13-valent pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, and anticipated release is in 2 or 3 years. And serotypes include those in the 7-valent vaccine. With the release of this vaccine, tracking cases of pneumococcal disease will be important to monitor the effects of the vaccine on the target populations. However, in order to fully monitor the effects of the vaccine, baseline data should be optimized before vaccine introduction. The National Notifiable Diseases Surveillance System is a passive system that accepts and compiles data reported from all of the states and territories in the United States. Disease reporting requirements within each state are determined by state laws and regulations and may vary from year to year. In 2006, there were several states that did not require reporting of invasive pneumococcal disease in children less than 5 years of age and/or drug-resistant Streptococcus pneumonia. And of note, just because reporting is required, this does not mean that reporting actually occurs. Reporting into NNDSS began when pneumococcal resistance to antimicrobial agents was recognized as a public health problem. And in 1994, the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists recommended that states adopt reporting of invasive infections caused by drug-resistant Streptococcus pneumonia. And then, in anticipation of the routine introduction of the pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, CSTE made invasive pneumococcal disease among children less than 5 years of age nationally notifiable in 2000. And then, because of some confusion regarding how drug-resistant Streptococcus pneumonia should be reported in children younger than 5 years, in 2006, the CSTE clarified the case definition for drug-resistant Streptococcus pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in children less than 5 years of age. The case clarification now notes that cases with isolates causing invasive pneumococcal disease in children less than 5 years of age, for which antimicrobial susceptibilities are available and determined to be drug-resistant Streptococcus pneumonia, those should be reported only as drug-resistant Streptococcus pneumonia. In cases with isolates causing invasive pneumococcal disease in children less than 5 years of age, which are susceptible or for which susceptibilities are not available, should be reported only as invasive pneumococcal disease in children less than 5 years of age. The active bacterial core surveillance system is a component of the CDC's Emerging Infections Programs Network, and it is an active laboratory and population-based surveillance system for several invasive bacterial pathogens. ABCs operates among 10 emerging infectious disease program sites in 10 states. And at the end of 2006, the system's catchment population for Streptococcus pneumonia reporting was approximately 28 million people. It's important to keep in mind that the ABCs program only runs in particular areas in the United States, and these surveillance areas may not be representative of populations elsewhere in the United States or nationally. The surveillance areas are mostly urban areas, and immunization coverage in these areas may not reflect immunization coverage throughout the United States. The case definition for Streptococcus pneumonia reported into ABCs is Streptococcus pneumonia isolated from a normally sterile site in case patients are residents of one of the defined surveillance areas. For purposes of presenting reporting of NNDSS data, we've divided the United States into four geographic regions. So this slide shows the number of states in each geographic region in which invasive pneumococcal disease in children less than five was reportable from 2004 through 2007, and that reported at least one case for a given year. So one of the reasons for the low rate of reporting is that many states in which this condition was reportable did not actually report any cases. And lack of reporting is most pronounced in the western region. However, the number of states reporting invasive pneumococcal disease in children less than 5 years has been increasing. In 2004, 57% of the states had invasive pneumococcal disease in children less than five as a reportable condition and reported at least one case. And by 2007, this number had increased to 78%. This slide shows the reported rates of invasive pneumococcal disease in children less than five from 2004 through 2006 and compares the ABC's national rates with the NNDSS national rates. And the NNDSS national rates depicted by the dashed line are far below that of ABC's. And this compares the NNDSS regional rates, the geographical regional rates, with the ABC's reported national rates for children less than 5 years with invasive pneumococcal disease. And the ABC's national rates are depicted by the red line, and the NNDSS regional rates are depicted by the other colored lines. This graph does not reflect an increase in disease rates in the regions, but rather an increase in reporting. And the 2007 rates are not finalized and include both drug-resistant and susceptible cases in children less than 5 years. Data collected between 2004 and 2006 is only available for susceptible cases in children less than five. The rates from the West are shown in yellow, and from 2005 to 2006, there was an increase in the reported number of cases from 2.4 to 14.8 cases per 100,000 persons. In 2004 and 2005, only two of the 13 states in the West reported any cases. And in 2006, six of 13 states in the West reported cases, and this number increased to eight by 2007. The reason for the increase in the number of states reporting cases is probably multifactorial and includes factors such as Streptococcus pneumonia surveillance was included in the grant guidance in the Immunization Program Operations Manual in 2005, and Streptococcus pneumonia CSTE position statement clarification in 2006. The range of reported rates in each region are shown here, and the rates vary widely among the states in each geographic region. For example, in 2004 in the Midwest, three of the 11 states where invasive pneumococcal disease in children less than 5 years was reportable accounted for over 50% of the reported cases. And in 2006 in the West, two of eight states accounted for 70% of the reported cases. And this slide compares the ABC's national rates with that of the NNDSS regional rates when only the states that reported at least one case were included. And so the rates from the West are again included, are shown in yellow. And when only states that report are included, the rates of reporting are highest in the West instead of lowest. And this just emphasizes again that within each region, there are differences among the states with respect to how good the reporting systems are. And here's shown the rates of reporting of invasive pneumococcal disease in children less than five stratified by race, again comparing the rates calculated by ABCs and NNDSS. And both ABCs and NNDSS report more black children than white children with invasive pneumococcal disease. But again, the reporting rate in NNDSS is much lower than that of ABCs. And that black children have a higher rate of invasive pneumococcal disease is already well documented. Of note, how race is reported into each surveillance system differs, and each surveillance system has a large percentage of cases where race is missing. So limitations to this analysis include the unique demographics of the ABC's population. And for NNDSS, the limitations include the case definition changes, as well as differences in reporting rates within each of the geographic regions. Both systems are limited by missing data, as well as differences in vaccine coverage. So this slide shows the differences in the PCV7 coverage in 2004, and the ABC sites are indicated by the stars. The states colored red have the lowest coverage with PCV7, and the states colored dark green have the highest coverage. And within each NNDSS geographic region, vaccine coverage varies widely, and none of the ABC sites include a region with less than 60% vaccine coverage. So regardless, currently data from national reporting does not enable accurate assessment of disease burden or evaluation of pneumococcal vaccination programs. So there's definitely an opportunity to improve baseline reporting now in order to evaluate the effect of the 13-valent vaccine. PCR serotyping is now available for the states, and this is a new opportunity for the state health departments to enhance surveillance for vaccine-preventable invasive pneumococcal disease. And more information about PCR serotyping may be found at this website. I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues at the CDC for their work on this project. Thank you.
This presentation is open for questions. I know there has to be a question out there somewhere. Yes, sir. So I'll just repeat the question for everyone in case you couldn't hear in the back. The question was essentially whether we should come away with the conclusion that voluntary passive reporting isn't accurate or useful.
Yeah. I think that varies on a state-by-state basis. I think a better conclusion might be that voluntary reporting varies widely from state to state, and some states are actually very good and almost reach or do reach the ABC's reported rates, where some states are, as I said, reporting zero cases and are very bad. So I do think that some states definitely have, they can use these next few years as an opportunity to increase their reporting, but that not all of the states are bad.
Is there another question there?
He's just trying.
Oh, are you trying to escape?
I was wondering, I know that there's some general feedback that comes back from NNDSS about the quality of our data. But, I mean, I think the argument to really try to improve things, if you're interested in strep pneumo at this time, is a compelling one. And in terms of getting feedback to states and programs about, you know, how the data is coming to you. I mean, in the past there have been also issues with data getting lost in transmission, and sort of that feedback would be quite helpful for state and local programs who are interested in improving their NNDSS reporting.
Actually, could I ask you a question to follow up on your comment? Do you have thoughts about what form that feedback should take? I mean, what would be the most effective way of providing that feedback and that would be actually useful to the state and local health departments?
The question would be, do you want to address, you know, is it just any reports or even, you know, the quality of the data set that you're getting, you know? Is the transmission of all the fields that we're interested in, are we talking about, do we agree on the shared set of fields and how well people are capturing particular fields? But I mean, I think that's a discussion. Mm-hmm. I can look at where I'm at, but it's a different question to say what actually makes it, you know, in the transmission. And there have been issues in the past in terms of transmission of data and things dropping off.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. And there was a question up here.
I wonder, are the plans to make these mandatory and set for reporting the same asking whether there are plans to make reporting mandatory for everybody.
Well, I the whether or not this is reportable is determined by each state. So, I mean, it would really be up to the states to mandate that reporting. You can.
Yeah, I'll take a stab at that. It's a tough one. I think that a message that we'd like to get across and perhaps get feedback on is that pneumococcal conjugate vaccines are expensive components of immunization programs, certainly at the federal level, but I also suspect that it's very important at the state level that we demonstrate value for the money, if you will. And to the extent that individual states need to provide or demonstrate that they have actually gotten disease reductions as a result of introducing a very expensive vaccine, that may be a very compelling argument for strengthening surveillance to an extent that will allow such a demonstration. So I think there's a state, individual state by state question that we can't answer for you at the federal level. But it also would be very helpful to us at the federal level if we could demonstrate in a larger number of states than those in which we currently can demonstrate that there is substantial impact of introduction of pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, both the one that's already in the routine schedule and any additional vaccines that come down the pipeline.